Perfect Love Casts Out Fear, an excerpt from On Divine Fear by Abba Dorotheos of Gaza. St. John says, in one of his Catholic epistles, perfect love casteth out fear. What, one wonders, does the saint wish to point us to by this? About what sort of love and what sort of fear is he actually speaking? The prophet says in a psalm, O fear the Lord, all ye his saints. And we find a myriad of other such statements in the Holy Scriptures. If now, even the saints, who so love the Lord, fear him, why does St. John say that love casteth out fear? The saint wishes to indicate to us that there are two kinds of fear, one initial and the other perfect, and that, while one is characteristic of neophytes, as we say in the spiritual life, the other is characteristic of the holy, of those who have been made perfect spiritually and have attained to a measure of holy love. Heed what I am saying. One does the will of God out of fear of punishment. He, as we have said, is a total neophyte. He does not strive on account of goodness itself, but because he fears chastisements. The other does the will of God because he loves God, and since he especially rejoices when his life is pleasing to God. He knows the essence of goodness. He has tasted of what it means for one to be united to God. This is the one who has the true love that St. John calls perfect. And this love leads him to perfect fear. For he fears and does the will of God, not out of fear of chastisements, not out of fear of perhaps going to hell, but, just as we have said, because he has tasted of the sweetness experienced by those who are united to God and fears that he might be deprived of it. Thus, this perfect fear, which comes forth from love, distances us from initial fear. And for this reason it is said that perfect love casteth out fear. Nonetheless, it is impossible for one to arrive otherwise at perfect fear, save by initial fear. For there are three dispositions of the soul, as St. Basil the Great tells us, by which we can be pleasing to God. That is, we can be pleasing to God either when we fear damnation, and therefore find ourselves in a situation of a slave, or fulfill the commandments of God because we seek the gain that we will receive as a reward from God for our personal benefit, and at this point we resemble a hireling, or for goodness itself, thus finding ourselves in the position of a son. Now, a son, when he reaches the age of maturity, does the will of his father, not out of fear of being spanked, or to receive some reward from him, but because he especially loves him and respects him, sure in knowing that all that his father has is also his. He will be made worthy to hear the words, Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Such a one surely no longer fears God without initial fear, but loves him. As St. Anthony the Great says, I do not fear God, because I love him. And as the Lord said to Abraham, after the latter offered to sacrifice his son, For now I know that thou fearest God. It is this sort of fear that is meant, fear that comes into the soul from love. God forgive me for the thought, but how could God have said, Now I know? Abraham did so much. He obeyed God and left all that he possessed to go to a foreign land and an idolatrous people, where there was not even a trace of godly piety. And on top of all that befell him, he was sent the terrible temptation to sacrifice his son. Only after all of that, he was told, Now I know that thou fearest God. It is obvious that it was perfect fear that God meant, that fear that the saints have. The saints do not do the will of God out of fear of punishment or to receive reward, but because, as we have repeatedly said, they fear to do something not in accord with the will of their beloved. Thus it is said that love casteth out fear, for they no longer keep the law of God out of fear, but have fear because they love. This is perfect fear, though one cannot attain to such perfection, as we said earlier, unless he first acquires initial fear. For it is said, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And again it is said, "Fear of God is the beginning and the end." By beginning is meant the initial fear by way of which one succeeds at perfect fear, the fear which the holy have. Initial fear corresponds to our spiritual state. It protects the soul from every evil in the same way that tin plating protects copper. Indeed, it is said, "By the fear of the Lord, everyone departs from evil." If then one sets aside evil by way of fearing punishment, like the slave who fears his master, he slowly comes to the point of doing good. And by doing good, he begins, bit by bit, to hope for some enumeration for his work, just as a hireling does. When, then, one persists in setting aside evil, as we said, out of fear, as a laborer does, and also continues to do good out of an expectation of remuneration, just like the hireling, abiding, by the grace of God, in his effort to do good for a sufficient amount of time and drawing nearer to God, he finally tastes, in accordance with his progress, of the divine presence, and he no longer wishes to be far from God. As the Apostle Paul says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" He then achieves the status of a son, loving goodness for the sake of goodness itself, and fears because he loves. It is this precisely that great and perfect fear is.